Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452.
Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. I'm your host, Taylor Ellard, and joining us back behind the mic again is our very own coach, Jeff Berry. Welcome, Jeff.
Welcome. How you doing, Taylor?
I'm good. It's good to see you. I'm excited for this conversation. I think it's relevant. Same. It's things that are happening right now. But for those who might not know much about you, tell us how you got into the lending industry.
Well, good story. About 19 years ago, just over 19 years ago, I started with Atlantic Bay Mortgage. And at the time, my brother-in-law and my brother were both working for Atlantic Bay. So I'd been working for a big corporate company and was getting over it. And they kept on saying, come on over. And, you know, I said, I don't know much about mortgages. And they said, well, you know, we can teach you that. You've got a personality. So, you know, and you like numbers. So it worked. Yeah.
The I feel like it's been history.
A pretty good match. I'm a big fan.
I'd say. Yep. Yeah. No, yep. I mean, that many years, obviously you've stuck to it and you've seen ebbs and flows. Tell us
absolutely
what you're seeing right now and how does it stack up to something you might have seen historically?
Yeah. So obviously the big comparison is to 2008, you know, that whole time frame with the mortgage meltdown. And it's, you know, it's different. It's definitely not the same as that. You know, back then it was for completely different reasons. You know, people were in mortgages that they didn't qualify for. There was a very high unemployment. You know, it was a little bit of a mess. You saw foreclosures all over the place.
Right.
If it wasn't a foreclosure, it was a short sale, and there were very few normal sales back then. Nowadays, I can't remember the last time I've heard of a short sale. You know, unemployment is very low, and you know, the inventory is historically low. So, right. You know, it is different. You know, yes, rates are higher, but you know, I keep on telling people this is a great time. This is a great time to buy. You know, buy when everybody else is selling, and sell when everybody else is buying. You know, it's. You know, there's less competition right now because rates are higher because everybody's, you know, sitting on the sideline of home buying, and they've been sitting on the sideline for, you know, a year and a half, 2 years at this point. And, you know, it's a more of a buyer's market now than it's going to be in 2, 3, 4, 5 months. And that's my big push right now is, you know, when you're talking to a buyer, you know, let them know that it is more of a buyer's market now than it will be in coming months.
And for those who might, you know, not quite understand that or are still living in the camp of thinking prices are going to fall, I think a lot of people are waiting for prices to fall, where we're kind of seeing what was 4% appreciation now coming into 5% and the stability of that continuing to rise. And so it's kind of interesting that there are these theories. And I think what kills me is that people just don't know what to believe. They're listening to their cousins, their friends, they're listening to social media, they're listening to buyers, they're listening to Fed raising interest rates, you know, so they just don't know what to do. And so tell us how, you know, when you're talking to a buyer, walk us through kind of, or coaching mortgage bankers when they're talking to buyers, why is it that now is such a good time for first-time home buyers or buyers in general?
Yeah. So let's talk about that for a second. And the great example to be able to use for that is 2020 and 2021. In 2020 and 2021, if you ask anybody in this market, anybody in this industry, was 2020 and 2021 a good year in the industry? And they would say yes. You know, but when you go back and you look at 2020 and 2021, it wasn't a good year. Those weren't good years for buyers. They were miserable years for buyers. You know, there were, you know, 40, 50 offers on just about every single house that came on the market. You know, people were paying upwards of $100,000 or more over the list price to even be able to win the offers. And, you know, you could never get closing cost assistance back then. You know, it was, why would a seller pay for closing cost assistance? They wouldn't. You know, you couldn't even, you know, in a lot of cases, you didn't even have time to make a decision to even go back home and sleep on it.
Yeah.
You had to make a decision right then and right there, you know, and get in with a high offer. You had to guarantee part of the appraisal or all of the appraisal in some cases, just to even be able to win a contract. And I personally believe that that's going to come back here. In, you know, I don't know when it's going to come back. It may be, you know, it may be a couple of days, it may be a couple of weeks, it may be a couple of months or a couple of years, but it's going to come back because all those reasons that people buy houses when you get married or you have kids or you get a new job or, you know, there's a death in the family, like all of those reasons didn't stop happening. It's just that people stopped buying houses because they heard that rates were high. I mean, yeah, rates are high. Absolutely. Rates are higher than they've been, you know, for a long time, but it doesn't mean that it's not a good time to buy, because when rates get low again, and we already saw a little bit of a peek into this, you know, about 4, 5, 6 months ago, I don't know, time's flying now, so it's hard to keep up with it. But, we saw a little bit of a peek in of what's going to happen when rates got down to 5.99% for a very, very short amount of time. There was about a 2-week period within the last 6 months where they got down that low, and the market just got flooded with new offers, and people started putting their houses on the market again during that very short window. And then rates went back up again and the market slowed down again. And that's the problem. That's the problem. Because once the rates get low enough, we know that the market's going to get flooded. And I've been telling people, I feel, and this may be a weird analogy, so just bear with me on this one. Yeah. But, you know, I've been using the analogy of a parade. And what I've been saying is, like, if home buying is being in the parade, home buying and selling is being in the parade, I feel like everybody's just going to the parade. And they're sitting on the sideline and they're just waiting and they're watching and they're waiting for that right time to jump in. And when rates get low enough, I feel like everybody's going to jump in. And when they do, the market's going to be flooded with offers again. And then it's going to be you know, who can give the best offer out of the 30, 40, 50. And that's just it's not a fun market to be in. So the reason I say it's a better time for buyers now than it will be is there are less people putting offers right now. Compete against them. Go compete against them. Don't wait and wait to compete against everybody else. You know, because when we get to a point where you have to offer over list price just to have a chance to win, that takes a lot of first time home buyers out of the market. That takes a lot of people doing a VA loan out of the market. It takes a lot of people out of the market. You know, and unfortunately, the people that get hurt the most are those first time home buyers and veterans. And it's, you know, there's not much that we can do about that, unfortunately, other than say, now's the time to do it.
Right.
Yep.
And stop listening to the folks that are just there to scare you, the fear mongers, right? And make sure that you're absolutely in a place where you understand. I think the best thing buyers can do right now is just have a conversation with the lender.
Absolutely.
That's it.
I mean, why not? It's, you know, if so nothing perfect. Else, just find out where you're at. And what you need to do, or, you know, what you can do. And that way, you know, you don't know until you know.
Exactly. I know. Yep. Well, so, and that you're so good at coaching. I think that you have a true knack for it. And it's just because you take them from not knowing much to feeling very comfortable with the decision that they're about to make. And that's huge. And, you know, for internal mortgage bankers that work here at Atlantic Bay, that's something that they are really drawn to you. And so walk us through kind of what questions you're fielding or what mortgage bankers are struggling with the most right now, besides the rates piece of it. Cause I do know that's a lot.
So it's not really, you know, it's more than just the rates, right? It's the rates are leading to this market where it's, everybody's talking about the rates. It's a very negative thing out there. If you get caught up in it, you can easily be, you know, with everybody else with the flow. There are a lot of mortgage bankers that when they get together, you know, they're talking just about the market and how bad the market is. But that is not the place you want to live. Like, nobody wants to live in that negativity. You know, so it's finding a way to be positive. And, you know, my advice for anybody that's in this industry right now that wants to continue in this industry past this year, go out there and provide real value to your people, provide real value to your agents, you know, your other referral partners, you know, find a way to give them real value because we think we're struggling. Right? We think that our market is down. Go look at, you know, real estate agents. Most of them are way down. And, you know, if they're way down, you know, they don't do as many transactions as we usually do, you know, as if you're going to compare apples to apples, and, them being down, you know, is a struggle in that industry as well. And they're part of our industry. So take care of your friends.
I love that. I think that's so important. And it is something that gets neglected because we're worried about ourselves, but givers gain. And if you can provide value and give and give and give, you Absolutely. Know, you'll see it come back full circle. So I love that piece of advice. Absolutely. Well, Jeff, we're excited because Lending Forward is getting a whole different fresh look on things and you are a part of it. So we're so excited to have you. It's going to look and feel so amazing. So thank you for saying yes to Lending
Absolutely.
Forward.
Absolutely.
There's going to be so much more to come. And I mean, tell us how you're lending forward for the better half, what's hopefully the better half of 2023.
Yeah. So, you know, I think a lot of the things that I already covered, you know, just, you know, go out there and take care of your friends. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, but I will also tell you, you know, I'm always going to fight mediocrity. That's my, you know, that's my thing in life. You know, I want to fight mediocrity and make the world a better place. So, you know, look for those unique opportunities and being unique. And that is not something that I just coach people on. That's something I do myself. You know, I want to be unique. I want to find those things that, you know, help me, you know, help the world in a bigger, better place. And I will tell you, you know, one of the things I'm doing to lend it forward this year, is I'm going to Africa at the end of this month, and, I'm doing a mission trip, you know, for 10 days, I'll be over in Tanzania, and I'm really looking forward to that. And, you know, what I'm, you know, the experiences that I'm going to get and the people that I'll be able to help. And I'm really looking forward to having this major connection to Tanzania, Africa, you know, after this trip. So, wow. You know, for the rest of my life.
That's a way to lend it forward. Well, more to come from Jeff Berry. So stay tuned. Thank you for being on Lending Forward, Jeff.
Thank you, Taylor.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in lending forward. So go lend something forward today.